Hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of Today Will Be Amazing with me, your host, Shamise Johnson. I'm happy to be here, back on the mic. We are in September now. I done probably dropped one episode this whole summer, so I want to apologize for going away. That's crazy, but I appreciate all the listeners, the new listeners, the people that randomly hit me up. That be like, hey, I done binged a couple of your episodes. I finally caught up. It's really, really good. I appreciate all of that. I'm going to talk about what I've been up to. I went to the Oktoberfest out here in Delaware. It's like a carnival, beer, kids and stuff like that, prizes, you know, the usual carnival stuff, but it's mostly based around beer and for beer companies to advertise themselves and get new customers and stuff like that. So I feel like I went here a long, long time ago. And I was working earlier that day that I went. This was like a week and a half ago. And I'm like, I'm tired of this. Like, I'm tired of getting up, working, and going home, watching Netflix, working, getting up, going home. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, yo, I need to do something that I wouldn't usually do, that I don't even care if nobody goes with me. Because I hit my homegirl, Ty, to go with me. She was like, I want to go to the mall. So I'm just like, girl, I'm going. All right, so got dressed. Grab my camera. I'm like, I'm gonna just take pictures today. It's something I could do to be less awkward. And I'm like, I'm gonna just take my camera with me. If I'm walking around taking pictures, I don't have to worry about conversing with anybody. And people might just come up to me, especially if I'm just around taking a picture. So I just thought of it like, let me make this a purpose thing. I might get some nice photos, some nice family time, just to make Delaware look good for just through my eye real quick. You know, so I just tried it out and it was a nice day. I'm really glad that I went. So as I'm walking into it, because like you got to park at least like a mile away. So I parked my car across this big old street and I'm just walking across. And then I'm just like, all right, I got my camera with me. I'm good. I'm about to go in and I'm about to enjoy myself. You feel me? So I'm walking down. And this white girl, she started talking to me. She was like, make sure you drink a lot of beer. And I'm just like, hey, I was like, I'm not really a beer drinker, but I'm hopefully I could find me like a bourbon type of beer. Because I had tried bourbon beer before. Kind of has like that coffee taste to it. And I kind of like it. So I was just like, I said that to her. She was like, girl, they got a lot of beers and you could try this type of sausage they have. And honestly, these sausages look disgusting, so I didn't ever want to try that. I just wanted to get some beer and that was it, you know what I'm saying? And randomly talk to people or people come up to talk to me and stuff like that. So we walking in and then we got to the front of it and she knew the girl that was you know, letting people in and taking the money and stuff. Yeah, she was like, yeah, she's with me. And then that was the last time I saw her. Like we met at the door and that was it. When you walk in, it's rods over here. You know, you got the kiddie rods to the right and then you got the prizes to the left. It literally was a circle. You go that way, you get a rods, you go this way. This is what the prizes. So I walked around for the little rods. I was just taking pictures and stuff. People, you know, laughing and stuff like that. And I was like, all right, I got some good photos so far. Let me go try a beer. Let me go see what the hype is about. Because I see all these people walking around with these big old beer mugs. They're huge and people getting tore up. But it's like, it's a nice family event. But once you go into the beer part, everybody's sitting down. It was a lot of people. I didn't even know that this field was going to be this big with all these people, but it was packed. So, I went down there. I went to try a couple beers and I was like, all right. And then I seen that they had these little sample cups. So I'm like, all right, I walked real quick. I saw this one beer. It was called Easy Plum, Easy Goals. And who makes this beer is the Midnight Oil Brewing Company. I never heard of this brewery until the Oktoberfest. I saw that the thing said plum something. I was like, can I try that? And he was like, yeah, sure. And he was like, who are you taking pictures for? Do you work for someone? Do you work for Delaware Online? I was just like, nah, I'm just a freelance photographer and I just wanted to capture the day. And he was like, oh, that's pretty cool. And he was like, can you take my picture? And I took his picture and I was just like, can I sample that beer? And he was like, sure, sure. So he gave me this, filled up the little cup. I tried it. I said, oh, this is really good. I ain't expected to taste like this. And it was not a bourbon at all. So after that, I was just like, okay, I want to buy a cup. All of this, I kind of posted the pictures on my Instagram you could see 10 photos that I took this day. And so I tried to, you know, walked around some more. So I had my beer with me, and now I'm back around the rods. And then I just was taking more pictures and stuff. After a while, it was cool. So I was there dolo for like 2 hours. And then I'm like, all right, I think I'm about to go. As I was walking out, I saw my old high school coach daughter with her son, and she was just chilling, like she was waiting for somebody. So I walk up to her, I'm like, hey, what's up, Shannon, what's up? She's like, oh my God, Jamisa, what's up? How are you doing? Da, da, da. So we talking and stuff. So she's like, what are you doing now? And then I asked her what she was doing, and she's coaching with her dad. I'm like, where's your dad? He was like, she was like, I'm actually waiting for him right now. And I was like, oh, all right, cool, I'll wait with you. So I just saw her dad coming up and her mom, and I was like, oh, snap. And then, you know, we just started talking a little bit. He was like, what's up, Jimmy? He was like, God, how old are you now? You look good. How old are you now? I guess, like, when you see people, when they seen you as a child, it's like, yo, like, years is really going by, but how old are you for real? I felt like it was one of them. Like, I was like, I'm 33 years old. He was like, wow. He's like, what are you doing? And I'm just like, you know, I'm a photographer. I still do my own freelance thing. And I also got another job that I do. And I was just here just taking some pictures, like wanting to capture the day. He's like, oh, good, good. He's like, you're leaving? I was like, yeah. But I was like, I'm actually about to go back in with y'all, because I don't really feel like leaving, and still daytime. Like, what am I going to do? Go home and just be in the house? So I'm just like, whatever. So I'll go back in. You know, we walking around. I'm talking with them. And I found out my high school coach is still coaching. Like, let me tell y'all a little bit about my coach, especially when we were kids. Coach Frill, man, he's a gentle guy, but when he's coaching, he be hot, especially at the refs. And I have a story, a reason why I turned on the mic, but I ain't even get to that, but I'm gonna get to it. So yeah, like in real life, he a gentle guy, but I was like, so where are you coaching at now? He was like, I'm still coaching. I was like, yeah, he coached here at St. Mark's. Is I think it's a private school out here. And he still coaches girl basketball. And do you still play basketball? I was like, yeah, I play here and there. A couple little jump shots when I wanna not think about nothing. It just turns my brain off from the whole world. You know what I mean? So to me, basketball is like it's still a great form of therapy. You know what I mean? Just to silence your mind and stuff like that. And yeah, so, you know, I was chilling with them for a little while. Then I started, you know, walking around, being on my own thing. Then I started taking more pictures. Another person came up to me like, hey, what are you taking pictures for? And a couple other people still was asking me Delaware Online. I'm just thinking like, where is Delaware Online? They not even here. Like, they not even here. Like, they could have hired me to cover this event. I swear I was the only person out there with a nice DSLR camera. And I guess I looked like I worked for somebody. But it was a good time. It was a real good time. And yeah, I want to talk about why I turned the mic on today. This episode is called Coach Me's Point of View. So in August, partially the reason why I wasn't really recording, it was just too much. Like, I started coaching girls basketball. So it's funny how I ran into my old coach a month later and we talk about the same thing. Today and tomorrow is so connected. Like, it's so connected. But so like a couple days, like the end of July, I'm just running down how I got to this. And it was so random. And it's crazy because back in April, I had made a tweet like, I want to coach basketball at least one time in my life. Like, I think I could coach it. I was a really, really good player. So I'm like, how hard can it be to coach? You know what I'm saying? And fast forward to July, I was hanging out with my friend India a couple of days. And she was like, yeah, like, I'm a sponsor in Czech Rock League. It's a league out here ran by Mar and a lot of his media people. This is their first year they have a girls league. You know what I mean? They've been doing Czech Rock for like 7 years. So it's a big deal out here. You play for Czech Rock, you're a really good player. You know what I'm saying? So she was like, yeah, like, I've been scouting these players. So she was sending me players' tapes and stuff like that. Like, shout out to India, because she really was like scouting and making sure that her team was nice. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate that. Like, because they sent us a list of all the girls that were gonna play if they got picked or not. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, all right, cool. So we looking around, and our team was called Bitter Fox Studios, because that's the name of India's brand. So if you need a wax, she's an esthetician. You need a wax, hit her up. Bitter Fox Studios is in Charlie Square in Wilmington, Delaware. So Mar ain't tell her that she was going to need a coach. So we go to the draft. We pick our players. We got exactly who we wanted. And she was like, damn, who going to be the coach? I'm like, I can be the coach. I mean, I never did it before, but I know the game of basketball. How hard could it be? And I was a little shy at first. And it was this one girl that was helping us with scout players too. And she actually know of the players, you know, because she's kind of more connected to the high school basketball. You know what I'm saying? So she had an ear to it more than us, because I don't really pay attention to girls basketball like that anymore. I do now because I done went through this experience to be a part of it now. So we pick our players. We get another coach, the girl that was helping us. Her name Queen. Shout out to Queen. So it's two of us. We won our first game. You know what I mean? We blew them out. I want to shout out a couple of the players. Jesse Moses, Giselle, Gigi, Banks, Catherine, Sweets, Sanai. I kind of was like the person that was handling the books. Like every game I was writing in the girls' names and stuff like that. And I really enjoyed watching our team play. Like we really was good. You know what I mean? Even though we got knocked out in the first round. But it's all good. They were young. A lot of our players are in eighth grade. It was a lot of like seniors on the other teams and juniors and all that. And it's like, it was a beautiful experience. I must say, what I love coaching. You know what I mean? It's exciting. It also makes me want to like get on the floor with the girls. Like I wish that I could play with some of them during some of these moments where we only had five girls, six girls. It was a couple games like that. Shout out to Raina too. She was on our squad too. The games that we lost, we only had five or six players, but they were close, you know what I'm saying? And it's all good, you know? We ended the season being 5-3, and we lost in the first round. So we had a pretty good season, you know? And I would say what I love about coaching, I love making substitutions and keeping our players fresh, because it's 20-minute halves, and you want the players that produce the most to not be dead tired by the end of the game or to be dead tired in the middle of the game. It's like it's a science to having the right people in at the right time. We was pressing girls. We ain't really run no plays like that, and I think my next time I coach, whether it's summer league or whatever, I want to run some plays. But I really enjoy seeing what girls produce the best with each other, because it's all about chemistry on a basketball court, and who can keep scoring and who can also defend and who also can stop the other team from scoring. You know what I'm saying? So I love watching that unfold and everything. And you know what's crazy? Like I had a whole speech to say to the girls. But it's always crazy how you think things are going to go versus how they really go. So I was thinking going into this before it was like, yo, the girls just show up and play. That's basically what summer league is. But prior to doing this, I'm thinking we was going to have practice. We was going to draw up some plays. We was going to be a little bit more like organized with it. But it was more so coach and that's it. You know what I mean? You know, we had some nice presses. Like we had a nice squad for real. And I hope, I don't know if I will get another team or if India will get another team next year or if I'm even going to be here. But I would get those same players again. You know what I mean? I would get all of them again. But let me tell you about my speech. This is the speech I thought I was going to have the opportunity to say to the girls. But it just wasn't the time. Especially, I kind of like envisioned like like I had hit my boy Donnie up. I would say, yo, Donnie, like I'm about to be coaching. I want to know if I can use your inside gym. And he was just like, yo, Misa, I got a half court right now. I'm like, that's cool, you know? And then Mar was like, you ain't really going to have time to practice with these girls. You know what I'm saying? So that's how it went. So, but if I had an opportunity to introduce myself in a format where it's just me, the team, and my other coaches with me, I was going to say, hello, everyone. My name is Jamisa Johnson. I play basketball for Christiana High School. I graduated in 2007. Basketball has been a part of my life since I was 6 years old. It's such a family sport, and I'm happy that you all are here. And I love that Czech Rock is doing this league. We are happy to have each and every one of y'all. I watched a few of y'all highlights, and it's beautiful to see that basketball is staying alive and striving in Delaware. Because what people don't know, Delaware is such a basketball state. But I'm going to pause it right there because I'm about to go on a little tangent. And I wish that the things that y'all have, I have. But this is not what I was going to say. But this is in my mind and I just got to throw it out there. I really wish the things that Mara is doing for the youth is what someone would have did for us at this level. Because like the technology and everything have, like, these kids are going to be so good in the future. Like, I really think that a couple of these girls off my team will definitely be in the WNBA if they keep going. You know what I'm saying? It's up to them if they still stay in love with it that long. But anyway, back to my speech. And I was like, being a woman baller is important because they try not to respect the game coming from a woman. And watching y'all take it serious. And I love that. Y'all are here because it fulfills y'all to some degree. And that's all you need. Having heart and passion on the court is everything. But what's most important is having fun. And with no more talking from me, let's ball. who I thought I was. Oh, man. But yeah, that's what I was going to say. And we was going, you know, run some drills and stuff. But we ain't really get to that. You know what I'm saying? It was just more so show up, play, make adjustments, and get the W. We had a few coach duties because Mara was telling us, don't let nobody take them jerseys home. So after every game, one of the jerseys will go home to a coach. We take them home, we wash them. And then, you know, we hand out the jerseys as soon as we arrive. And then, you know, we'll talk in the huddle a little bit like, yo, this is what we going to do. This is the defense we going to do. And that was it. You know what I'm saying? It was just like, yo, play harder. But we had some generals on the team that kind of like, they had a lot to say during the huddles too. And I love that. Like, I really want these girls to go far. I want to insert some words from Dawn Staley.
I'm an odds beater. One, I'm a woman. Two, I'm a black woman. Three, I grew up in poverty. To come to North Philly, I think it takes your breath away, both in a bad and good context. I lived in a housing project. There were row homes like around this circular field. We felt like because we lived in the row homes that we lived in the suburbs. I just remember as a child just being very competitive. We made baskets out of crates, just cut the bottom of the crate, nail it to a piece of wood, you got a backboard. My whole vision of happiness was involved sports, involved competing. I do think my path to my success was divinely ordered. I mean, I had a faithful mother, I had a praying mother, that, you know, I don't think she prayed for these particular things, but I think she prayed for success and she prayed for it to be done the right way.
And I love that she mentioned the crate because that's really how Philly kids first started playing basketball back in the day. Damn, I feel like I sound old now, but back in the day, well, when I was a kid, it's a lot of basketball courts in Philly now. So shout out to that. I met Dawn Staley before. Me and my squad, I don't remember if it was AAU or if it was Christiana High School, but we had a nice visit when Dawn Staley was at Temple University. Once upon a time, I'm thinking like, I'm going to play for her. You know what I mean? I think I was in like 10th grade and I was going to be like, yo, I want to play for Dawn Staley, but that never happened in my basketball dreams. But let's talk about Dawn Staley's accomplishments as a coach. Dawn Staley, this is straight off of Google. Dawn Staley has gone on to lead South Carolina to 6 SEC regular season championships, 6 SEC tournament championships, 8 Sweet 16s, 4 Final Fours, and 2 NCAA Women's Basketball National Championships. On April 2nd, 2020, Staley became the first person to win the Naaman's Award as both a player and a coach. Shout out to Dawn Staley. Staley is on the shortlist of the greatest point guards in women's basketball history, but at just 51 years old, she is a coach with 537 career victories and one national title. And she is the first in the history of South Carolina's women's team. But the last thing I want to focus on, this is a long episode. I hope y'all still here listening. Commitment. Commitment is a state or an instance of being obligated or emotionally impelled. an agreement or a pledge to do something in the future. So really, what I want to commit to, I always focus on discipline, patience, and I feel like I always find a new word to cling to because I just be needing shit to do. But I want to really commit to what I got to get done because I got stuff on my whiteboard that I don't want to bring into 2023. So this is the time to tackle them, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, that's all I really got to say though. My commitment to self is to take everything I learned about life so far and apply it for the better and be committed to never stop learning. I think that's so important for myself and for whoever listening and never stop learning. But yeah, I appreciate everybody listening. Rate us on Spotify. Follow us on Apple Podcasts. Today will be amazing. Put somebody new on, you know what I mean? Follow me on Twitter and IG. I be on them sometimes. Sometimes I just delete the apps for weeks at a time because sometimes I don't want to see anything. And that's just how I gotta be. Like, I'm really like a hermit crab. Sometimes I just want to just hide. And I'm working on that. And I'm also working on being more consistent and just being committed, like I said. Thank y'all for listening. I love y'all. And remember, people, the universe works mentally. All right, peace.